فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن ندلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله الغالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah has given us the opportunity to celebrate the Eid. Throughout these 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very big training how to control our nafs and how to prevent ourselves from sinful activities. My dear respected brothers and elders, what Almighty Allah expected us throughout these 30 days to be a very good pious person. And through these 30 days what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected from us that each and every individual he should inculcate in his heart some of the main qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, Allah is Ghaffar, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is very merciful, Allah forgives people. My dear respected brothers and elders, what Allah is expecting from us, all these sifat which Almighty Allah has, even insan should also have these qualities with him. For example, Allah does not eat. Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah writes in Ihya Ulumuddin, what Allah expects from banda, from the slave, even the slave or insan should also have this quality within him. For example, each and every week, Monday and Thursday, it is a sunnah to fast. Each and every month, on the Ayyamul Bil, that means 13, 14, 15, according to the lunar calendar, it is a sunnah to fast. So what Allah is expecting from us, Allah does not eat or Allah does not consume anything. Allah is expecting something similar to this from each and every insan. Allah does not sleep in the night. What Allah, even in the night and day, what Allah is expecting from insan, he should also try his best to do qiyamul layl each and every night, not only in Ramadan. That's why in Quran Allah says, "Qumil layla illa qalila." It was instructed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do qiyamul layl not only in Ramadan, even in the other months. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept or took rest only for short period. The other all remaining nights, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to conduct or used to perform the prayers of tahajjud. In the similar way, my dear respected brothers, Allah is very kareem. Allah forgives people. What Allah expects from insan, insan should be also having these qualities within him. He should also forgive the other people. He should also be very merciful with the others. So that, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah will be pleased with us. Because it is mentioned in a hadith, and especially in the day of Eid, what Allah is expecting is the unity of the Ummah. It is mentioned in a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُعَدَلُ الْأَعْمَالُ فِي كُلِّ اثْنَيْنِ وَخَمِيسٍ. Every Monday and Thursday, the A'mal of insan is showed to Almighty Allah. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Allah forgives each and every slave, each and every insan, whoever has not done shirk. So Allah will forgive each and every one who does not have shirk in his life. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِلَّا امْرَأً, except one person. Allah will forgive all who does not have shirk in his life. But at the same time, Allah will not forgive another one person كانت بينه وبين أخيه شحنا. There was a dispute between him and his brother. A Muslim brother, he doesn't speak to that person and that person is not speaking to him. Because these two had a dispute between them, they are not united. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the malaika, I am ready to forgive everyone in this world. But except this person, كانت بينه وبين أخيه شحنا, they are not united between them. So Allah will order, اتركَ هذين حتى يصطلحا. Leave these two persons until they are united, until they come to a settlement, I will never forgive these two people. They would have might prayed Qiyamul Layl, they would have might done lot of a'mal, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I have the sifat of forgiving the people, I am very merciful, why can't my servant, this insan can't forgive another person? So my dear respected brothers and elders, it is very important that the ummah should be united. So that's why the buzurg, the elders, they used to be musafa on this day to the known and the unknown, and with whomever we have some problems, we should go and do musafa with them. We should unite each other. My dear respected brothers and elders, that's why in another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi akbara min darajati siyami wa sadaqati wa salati." Shouldn't I tell you about a particular amal which is more virtuous, which has more virtues than sadaqah, than siyam, than salah? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to tell something special. So it was in a question which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from the sahaba, do you want me to tell you something which has more virtues than salah, than sadaqah, than fasting? The sahaba ikram said, bala ya rasulallah, please tell us ya rasulallah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, islahu zatil bain, make your brothers to be united. This is more rewardable than salah, than saum, than sadaqah. So my dear respected brothers and elders, to unite between the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more reward. And it is mentioned in another hadith, if two people are not speaking, whoever goes first to give salam to the other person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that salam as a kaffara for his whole life. Whatever sin he has done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him because he came forward first to go and give salam to that person. And it is mentioned in that same hadith, he goes to give salam to that enemy or the person who has a problem with him. He is giving salam, but the person, the other person, he is not replying him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the malaika will reply this person and shaitan will reply that person. So my dear respected brothers and elders, it is very important in this particular day we should unite ourselves, we should forgive each other, we should seek forgiveness from the others, because Islam is by making united or making a friendship between the people, there are a lot of sawab for it. To such an extent, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who is trying his best to unite two people, to bring those two enemies as friends, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for each and every single word he is uttering or speaking to unite these two people, Allah will give him the reward of freeing a slave. Just imagine, for example, Abdullah and Murshid, both of them are enemies, they are not speaking each other. A person comes and he says, oh Murshid, Abdullah told salam to you. Murshid, one word, Abdullah, two, told, three, salam, four, to you. Five words, and within these five words, Allah will give him the reward of making free of five slaves. Just imagine. How many sawab? But to make unite between people, how many words we should utter? How many words we should speak? For each and every word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to give us reward. So my dear respected brothers and elders, it is very important in this particular day, we should seek forgiveness from the others and we should forgive the others, because this is what Allah is expecting on this special day. Even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come in from one part to the masjid and return from another part so that he will be able to do musafaha or speak with others or give salam on lot of people. So it is a sunnah for us to, while returning to our home, to go from another route and meet the people and do musafaha, seek forgiveness, forgive them and to be united. And the other main thing, my dear respected brothers and elders, this is a very particular day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, Allah has lot of special qualities and one of it is the generosity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. Allah wants to see this generosity even in insan. In one particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُقْرِبُ اللَّهَ قَرَبًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفْ لَهُ. Whoever gives a qarab hasana, a benevolent loan to Allah, Allah will multiply it. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, O Ya Rasulallah, is Allah asking benevolent loan from us in the Quran? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Abu Darda, Allah is asking benevolent loan from you, interest-free loan from you to put you into Jannah. He said, Ya Rasulallah, Allah has given me only two gardens of days. And you be witness, Ya Rasulallah, all these two gardens and giving it as a waqf to Almighty Allah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Darda, okay, you do like this. You don't give two of both, you give only one and keep one for your life. So he said, Ya Rasulallah, okay, I am ready to give both, but you are requesting me to give one and keep one for myself. And you be witness, Ya Rasulallah, among these two gardens, the most valuable garden is the garden which has 600 date trees. And giving that garden, particular garden, which is more valuable than the other one in the path of Allah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have done a very good business. Now just imagine, this person, Abu Darda, he is going home. He didn't enter the garden because he feels that I have given this to Almighty Allah, so it is not appropriate to me to enter this garden. So he wants to inform his wife. How did he inform? He was outside, he sang a poem to his wife. Hadaki Rabbi Subalar Rashadin, Ila Sabilil Khairi wa Sadadin, Baini min al Ha'iti bil Midadi, Fakad Mada Fardan ila Tanadi, Akrautuhu Allahu ala Atimadi, Bittaw illa Mannin wala Tidadi, Illa Raja al Bi'ati fil Ma'adi, Fartahili bin Nafsi wal Auladi. Just imagine if we give a charity, normally what we say, we come and give a donation to the masjid and we say, I don't want any official receipt and the main thing, I don't want my wife to know about this. If she knows, it will be a big problem for me. Abu Darda, he is singing a poem, Hadaki Rabbi Subal Rashadi. Oh my dear wife, Allah is the one who gave me and you the hidayah. Allah is the one. Baini min al ha'iti bil vidadi. Oh my dear wife, you know that how much love I have, how much affection I have with this particular garden. We know how much we love our vehicle. We know how much we love our mobile. We know how much we love our assets. So Abu Darda says, you know how much I love this garden, but this garden I have given in the path of Almighty Allah. I don't want any show off, I don't want any respect in this world. What I want is Allah should multiply and give it to me in Jannah. فَاتَّقِلِ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So come out of the garden with your children. This was the order. Just imagine if we go home and tell our wife, okay, I have written this much of wealth to the masjid, what will be the answer of our wife? My dear respected brothers and elders, that wife, as she heard this from inside the garden, she answered the husband, بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرْحٍ مِثْلُكَ مَا أَدَّى لَدَيْهِ وَنُسْحِينٍ. May Almighty Allah give you the good tidings of Jannah. You have done a very valuable business. This was her answer. And it is mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi that that particular wife, she put her finger inside the mouth of their children and took whatever days that they have eaten, she took all out and whatever they have gathered, she put it down and said, Father has given this in charity, please come outside. So my dear respected brothers and elders, This was the generosity of the Sahaba Ikram. This was the generosity. So what Allah is expecting, whatever wealth Allah has given, it is from Allah. And Allah wants Tabligh Hasanah from us. Why Allah wants? Allah wants us to give Jannah. Allah wants us to give Jannah. That's why in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has purchased each and every mu'min's wealth and his soul. But what in return Allah is going to give us? Allah is saying Jannah. Whatever you give me, in return I will give you Jannah. If you do not give me in this world, you are gathering everything, keeping to your family everything, but you are not giving anything to me, so in Jannah you will get less. So my dear respected brothers, what is Jannah? Abu Zara, the elderly person, he says, La tarkananna ila dunya wa ma fiha fal mautu la shakka yufnina wa yufniha. That Buzrat, that elderly person, he says, La tarkananna ila dunya wa ma fiha. Don't incline yourself towards dunya. Because this dunya, one day you will pass away. Or this dunya will be vanished from you. وَأْمَلْ لِدَارِ غَدٍ رِلْوَانُ خَادِمُهَا. You do effort to a house in which Rilwan alayhi salatu wasalam will be your gatekeeper in Jannah. وَالْدَارُ أَحْمَدُ وَالرَّحْمَانُ نَاشِئُهَا. And in that particular house in Jannah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be your neighbor, and Rahman is the one who has gifted you that house. قصورها ذهب والمسك طينتها. And the particular house is made of gold. It is made of gold. And the sand in that house or in the garden, it is musk. والزعفران حشيش نابت فيها. And saffron is the grass in that house. So my dear respected brothers, that's why in Quran Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah is inviting us towards this Jannah, towards this dar, towards this house. கண்ணியத்துக்குரிய பெரியோர்களே, சகோதரர்களே, தாய்மார்களே, சுருக்கமாக நான் பேசுறேன். அல்லாஹு சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா பெரிய பாடங்களை இந்த மாசத்தை எங்களுக்கு படித்து தந்தான். அதில் முக்கியமான ஒன்று தான், நாங்கள் ஒவ்வொருத்தர் ஒற்றுமையாக இருக்கிறது. யார் ஒவ்வொருத்தர மன்னிச்சு கொள்வாங்களோ அல்லாஹு சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா அவங்களுக்கு பெரிய கூலிகளை தானான். இது சதகா விட, நோம்ப விட அல்லாஹ் பெரிய கூலியை வச்சிருக்கிறான். அதே மாதிரி அல்லாஹுடைய பாதையில் செலவழிக்கிறது இருக்கிறது. அல்லாஹ் ஜெனரஸ், அல்லாஹ் மக்களுக்கு உதவி செய்யக்கூடியவன். அல்லாஹ் எதிர்பார்க்கிறது மனிதர்களும் அந்த அடுத்த மக்களுக்கு உதவி செய்ய வேண்டும் என்பதுதான் இந்த நாளில் அல்லாஹ் எதிர்பார்க்கிற ஆறு முக்கியமான ரெண்டு. நாம் ஒவ்வொருத்தர் மன்னிச்சு கொள்றது, ஒற்றுமையாக வாழ்றது, அதே மாதிரி அடுத்த மக்களுக்கு நாம் உதவி செய்யறது. எப்ப நாம் அந்த அமைப்புல செய்வோமோ நிச்சயமாக சத்தியமாக அல்லாஹ் இந்த குறுகிய கால வாழ்க்கையில எங்களுக்கு வெற்றியை தருவான். நிரந்தரமான சொர்க்கத்திலேயும் அல்லாஹ் எங்களுக்கு வெற்றியை தருவான். For more lectures, visit slhub.com.